Rumbo, Sister, St. Helena, California, December 21, 1909. Dear Sister Rumbo, I was greatly pleased a few days ago to receive your interesting letter, and especially pleased to learn that you have taken a decided stand on the side of the Lord Jesus by baptism. Repentance, faith, and baptism are the requisite steps in conversion. Christ himself was baptized by John. When John would forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Jesus replied, Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Matthew 3, verse 14-15. Baptism is a most solemn ceremony, when men and women truly converted are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These three representatives of heavenly authority behold the scene and accept the vows made by human agents to walk henceforth in newness of life. In taking the baptismal vows, you have united with the highest powers in the heavenly courts to live a life patterned after the life of Christ. I praise the Lord with my whole soul that you have taken this step. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 3-4. Christ will fulfill every promise that he has made in his word. Wonderful is his work in behalf of fallen man. For those who endeavor to follow in his footsteps, he molds the character after the divine similitude. What privileges and blessings are ours as children of the heavenly King? In our Christian experience as children of God, we are to be workers together with Christ, our lives fashioned after his life. And if we bear his likeness, we shall represent him before the world. While Christ ministers in our behalf in the heavenly sanctuary, through the delegated ministry of the Church, he carries forward his work on earth. From his ascension to the present day, chosen men ordained of God, deriving their authority from the great teacher, have borne the message of truth to the world. The under-shepherds are to rely upon the chief shepherd. Those who listen to the preaching of the word should not regard the speaker merely as an orator. As an ambassador, receiving his commission and his wisdom from Christ, he is to beseech sinners to be reconciled to God. His power comes from the great head of the church. Thank the Lord that his truth can be communicated by men and women, even in their old age. The Lord has indeed been good to me since I saw you last. I have had many evidences during the past few months of his sustaining power. Recently, I visited Mountain View and was strengthened to speak three times to the church there. From Mountain View, we went to Oakland, where we stopped in the house occupied by Brother and Sister Haskell, which is situated just back of our church. I spoke in Oakland three times. Last Sabbath in the Oakland church, there was a very large congregation, many of whom came from the neighboring churches around the bay. The blessing of the Lord rested upon me as it did during the General Conference in Washington, and I knew that he had a message for me to bear. I presented before the people our responsibility to honor and glorify God by devoting ourselves unreservedly at home and abroad to his service, trying to convict souls of the truth and encouraging them by our prayers. I appealed to them to consecrate themselves to God, and the whole congregation arose in response to the invitation. While they were standing on their feet, I offered a short prayer. The next morning we returned to our home. I was remarkably sustained during the labors of the week. I expect to visit Mountain View again in a few weeks at the time of the Union Conference. I feel intensely as I realize the shortness of time and see our cities with the work barely begun for them. Day after day I am writing, urging our people to greater earnestness in giving the last message of warning to the world. Oh, that the work would quickly spread through all the cities and towns! I feel a deep interest in the work in Portland, Maine. It was in Portland that the Lord first gave me a work to do as His messenger when I was but 15 years old. The city of Portland was greatly stirred by the proclamation of the first and second angels' messages, and the time has come when the message of the third angel should also go with power. Last summer, I attended our state camp meeting in Portland and bore my testimony several times to the people there. Elder Haskell and other ministers were also present. The last Sunday afternoon, every seat in the tent was full, and we had one of the most solemn meetings that I have attended for years. After a discourse, accompanied by the manifest power of the Holy Spirit, nearly the entire congregation arose, pledging themselves to search the Scriptures and to follow the light of the Word of God. As a result of this camp meeting, and of the efforts that followed, several have taken hold of the truth. While I was in Portland, I saw the beginning that had been made for a church building, the first meeting house to be erected in that city by Seventh-day Adventists. It is well located, just out from the business section of the city and near a beautiful part called Deering's Oaks. I encouraged our brethren to go ahead with the work of building as rapidly as possible, and promised that I would do what I could to raise means to help in its erection. The building is now erected, but is not finished in the interior. Our people are now meeting in the basement. This basement will be used for their church school when the building is completed. Our brethren in Portland are now in need of means to finish the work. I have presented the matter in a few places where I have spoken to our people, and have been able to raise a few $100, which I have had forwarded promptly, and which has been greatly appreciated. I think that about $4,000 or $5,000 is needed, however, to pay back the money that has been borrowed and to complete the building. I feel impressed to ask you if you will not make a donation to help our brethren in Portland to complete this memorial church. I can assure you that any gift you may feel free to make will be greatly appreciated. I could not sleep after 1 o'clock this morning. At 2, I arose, built a fire in my fireplace, and began to write. It is now breakfast time, and I will close, wishing you many blessings from our Heavenly Father.